आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। इंडिया ट्रायम्फ ओवर न्यूजीलैंड टू विन द रिकॉर्ड थर्ड आईसीसी चैंपियंस ट्रॉफी। प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू एंड प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी कंग्रेचुलेट इंडियन क्रिकेट टीम फॉर क्लिंचिंग द ट्रॉफी। Second part of budget session of parliament begins today. President Draupadi Murmu to embark on a three-day visit to Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab today. Madhya Pradesh to get its ninth tiger reserve with inauguration of Madhav National Park today. India and European Union to start 10th round of negotiations for a free trade agreement in Brussels today. And Canada's governing Liberals elect Mark Carney to replace Justin Trudeau as Prime Minister. Team India etched their name in history, lifting the ICC Champions Trophy for a record third time after a commanding victory over New Zealand by 4 wickets in the grand finale at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night.
And that's gone away into the fence for four. It's the Champions Trophy for India. They win it after 12 years.
Champions ki team hai. Ye champion team hai. Ye Rohit Super Hit Sharma.
We have more from our correspondent.
The sheer brilliance of India's spin attack, the tactical masterclass from their captain and the unwavering support from the stands, March 9th will be etched in the memories of cricket fans for years to come. On a pitch that became increasingly challenging for batting, India successfully chased down New Zealand's total of 251 for 7, finishing at 254 for 6. Captain Rohit Sharma led from the front with a composed 76, while Shreyas Iyer contributed a valuable 48 and KL Rahul applied the finishing touches with an unbeaten 34.
में ये देखा कि जिन जिन के हाथ में बॉल मिला उन्होंने अपना रोल निभाया, तो हमने ऐसा देखा नहीं कि एक ही लड़का पूरे टूर्नामेंट में रन बना रहा है, क्योंकि हमें पता था यहाँ पे विकेट्स थोड़े चैलेंजिंग है तो इतना आसान नहीं होगा सभी के लिए, तो कंट्रीब्यूशन सब तरीके से ऊपर से लेके नीचे तक कंट्रीब्यूशन आना बहुत जरूरी है, जो हमने अच्छे से किया।
द मैच एब्ड एंड फ्लोड विद न्यूजीलैंड पुटिंग अप अ स्पिरिटेड डिफेंस अगेंस्ट द टूर्नामेंट फेवरेट। आफ्टर विनिंग अ क्रूशियल टॉस, किवी स्टार्टेड ब्राइटली बट इंडियाज हाई क्वालिटी स्पिन अटैक टर्न्ड द टाइड।
वी केम अप अगेंस्ट अ गुड साइड इन द final, but we challenged India at times throughout this game, which was pleasing. I think there was probably a couple of small moments where we let it, I guess, get away from us, but incredibly proud of this group, the way we've kind of gone about it throughout this tournament.
Varun Chakravarti, Kuldeep Yadav and Axar Patel bowled a combined of 38 overs, conceding just 144 runs while claiming 5 wickets. Kuldeep made a significant impact, dismissing both Rachin Ravindra and Kane Williamson with deliveries that showcased his exceptional skill. From the moment the first ball was bowled, you could feel the tension, the anticipation. The stadium, usually a cosmopolitan hub, transformed into a sea of Indian blue. Every boundary, every wicket was met with a roar.
India! India!
Well done, Rohit Sharma! Yes, what a captain!
Great feeling, India winning the tournament. Always amazing to see everyone.
Jump.
India! India! India!
The post-match interviews were filled with emotion, with players dedicating their victory to their passionate supporters. And rightly so, the backing from the fans has been incredible. Across Dubai, especially in Budubai area, restaurants and cafes have turned into epicenters of celebration. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
The triumph marked India's second ICC trophy in as many years, following their T20 World Cup victory last year, further cementing their dominance on the global stage. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian cricket team on clinching the ICC Champions Trophy. In a social media post, President Murmu highlighted that India became the only team to win the Champions Trophy thrice. She said that the players, the management and the support staff deserve highest accolades for creating cricketing history. Prime Minister lauded the Indian team's victory as an exceptional result. Mr. Modi said that the team played wonderfully through the tournament. Union Home Minister Amit Shah termed India's winners historic. In a social media post, Mr. Shah wrote congratulations to Team India on clinching a stunning victory in the ICC Champions Trophy. Your fierce energy and unassailable dominance on the pitch made the nation proud, setting a new benchmark for cricketing excellence, Mr. Shah said. The second part of the budget session of Parliament will begin today. The second phase of the session, which will continue till the 4th of April, will have 20 sittings. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to table the budget for Manipur today. The state has been under President's rule since the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh last month. Our correspondent reports that during the session, discussion and voting on demands for grants for the year 2025-26 and related appropriation bill will be taken up.
Besides financial business, several legislations, including the Banking Laws Amendment Bill, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024, the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, and the Railways Amendment Bill will be taken up for discussion and passage during the second leg of the session. The first part of the budget session of Parliament was held from 31st January to 13th February. The session began with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget on 1st February. Prime Minister Narendra Modi replied to the motion of thanks on President's address in both the houses. The Lok Sabha had recorded 112% productivity during the first part. The report of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was also tabled in Lok Sabha. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Sekhya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav will inaugurate the state's 9th Tiger Reserve, Madhav National Park, by releasing a tiger and tigress today. The Chief Minister will also inaugurate a 13-kilometer-long stone safety wall inside the park. More from our correspondent.
Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for gifting Madhav National Park as the 58th Tiger Reserve of the country and 9th Tiger Reserve of Madhya Pradesh. Chief Minister Dr. Yadav said that the formation of Tiger Reserve will promote wildlife conservation and tourism will take it to new height. Madhav Tiger Reserve, spread over an area of more than 37,000 hectares, is located between Panna Tiger Reserve and Ranthambore Tiger Reserve. It will further strengthen the tiger corridor between these two states. Madhav Tiger Reserve is also connected to Kuno National Park. With the presence of tigers in Madhav Tiger Reserve and cheetahs in Kuno National Park, tourism will increase rapidly in the entire Gwalior, Shivpuri, Shopur, and employment opportunities will be created for the local people. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In Telangana, the body of one of the 8 men trapped after the collapse of the Srisailam Left Bank Canal Tunnel was recovered 16 days later. The tunnel at Dommalapenta in Nagar Karnool district had partially collapsed on the 22nd of last month. The body was identified as Gurpreet Singh from Taran Taran, Punjab. Telangana State Chief Minister A. Revant Reddy has announced an ex gratia of 25 lakh rupees for his family. The 8 trapped men were Sunny Singh, Gurpreet Singh, Manoj Kumar, Srinivas, Sandeep Sahu, Santosh Sahu, Anuj Sahu and Jagat Khes. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a 3-day visit to Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab beginning today. On the first day of her visit, the president will grace the convocation ceremony of Guru Jambeshwar University of Science and Technology in Hisar. On the same day, she will launch a state-level campaign, Spiritual Education for Holistic Well-being, Brother Bhamma Kumaris, on the occasion of their Golden Jubilee celebrations. Tomorrow, the president will attend the convocation ceremonies of the Central University of Punjab and AIIMS in Bhatinda. In the evening, she will attend a civic reception hosted by the government of Punjab at Mohali. On Wednesday, the president will grace the convocation ceremony of Punjab University in Chandigarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with his Mauritian counterpart, will inaugurate various projects during his 2-day visit to Mauritius on the 11th and 12th of March. These projects include Civil Service College and Area Health Centre. These projects are built with the assistance of India. Talking to Akashwani News, High Commissioner of India in Mauritius, Anurag Srivastava, said that India and Mauritius have a robust, dynamic and bilateral relationship, and Prime Minister Modi's visit will reaffirm the strong bonds between the two countries and help take this relationship to new heights.
These relations have been taken forward in modern times in the form of robust, dynamic bilateral relationship, which is multifaceted and which covers various areas like maritime security, development partnership, capacity building, health and education cooperation, trade and investment ties, which are very robust. We expect that during the visit, there will be discussions between the two prime ministers on all the various facets of this relationship. We are confident that this visit will reaffirm the strong bonds between our two countries and will help take this relationship to even greater heights.
India and the 27-nation European Union, EU, will start the 10th round of negotiations for a proposed free trade agreement in Brussels today. The talks are expected to focus on resolving remaining issues so that the agreement can be finalized by the end of this year. During the recent visit of EU Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security, Maros Sefcovic, the two sides have discussed ways to accelerate efforts towards a balanced and mutually beneficial trade pact. Prime Minister Modi and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen last month agreed to conclude the ambitious India-EU free trade deal by this year amid fears of the Trump administration's threat of higher tariffs. In June 2022, India and the 27-nation EU bloc resumed the negotiations after a gap of over 8 years. Former central banker Mark Carney will become Canada's next prime minister after the governing Liberal Party elected him as its leader. He will be sworn in as prime minister in the coming days. He will replace Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who announced his resignation in January. More from our correspondent.
59-year-old Mark Carney previously served as the governor of the Bank of Canada before making history in 2013 as the first non-citizen to lead the Bank of England. His leadership comes at a critical time as Canada grapples with US President Donald Trump's trade war and threats of annexation and a federal election looms. In his acceptance speech, Carney said that Canada faces dark days brought on by a country they can no longer trust. He also pledged to maintain retaliatory tariffs on US goods until Americans show respect. This is Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
The second leg of the Khelo India Winter Games 2025 began at Gulmarg in Jammu and Kashmir yesterday evening. More from our correspondent.
Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, in his inaugural address late last evening, said that Khelo India Winter Games symbolizes the spirit of Ek Bharat Shresth Bharat. He said the sports provides us opportunity to strengthen our bond as a family by imbibing the values of sportsmanship, brotherhood, and promoting peace, unity, and harmony. Against the backdrop of the stunning mountain range, the powdery snowfields of Gulmarg have turned into a playground of joy, as athletes and spectators together are enjoying shared love for winter sports. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers have headlined the victory of Team India in the ICC Men's Champion Trophy final. The Hindustan Times headlines, "It's coming home. India win Champions Trophy." The Pioneer headlines, "Champions bring the trophy home, Jai Ho." And the Hindu headlines, "Gutsy India edges past New Zealand to claim ICC Champions Trophy." The Statesman headlines, "Sitharaman says GST rates to be reduced further, rationalized." And the Asian Age headlines, "India first in trade packs, FM warns against dumping and hints at GST rate cut soon." Most papers also report on the country getting its 58th and Madhya Pradesh's 9th tiger reserve, the Madhav National Park. The Hindustan Times says, "Modi hails newest addition to country's tiger reserve." And finally, brace for a cooler Holi as Met Department forecast warmer days till Holi, but a western disturbance on 14th will bring light showers and lower temperatures. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India triumph over New Zealand to win their record third ICC Champions Trophy. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulate Indian cricket team for clinching the trophy. Second part of the budget session of Parliament begins today. President Draupadi Murmu to embark on a three-day visit to Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab today. Madhya Pradesh to get its 9th tiger reserve with the inauguration of the Madhav National Park. India and the European Union to start 10th round of negotiations for a free trade agreement in Brussels today. And Canada's governing Liberals elect Mark Carney to replace Justin Trudeau as Prime Minister. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.